News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, in an interview with the New York Times, warns the former president would love to be a dictator and wanted generals like Adolf Hitler's. Vice President Kamala Harris had this reaction.
Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally. One that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States.
The Trump campaign denied Kelly's account. Meantime, at a town hall in Georgia, Trump himself talked about the importance of religion to the country.
I think you're going to see a big change. I think you're going to see it now, and hopefully we're going to keep it going. You know, without religion, it's like the glue that holds it all together.
More than 1,600 Virginians have had their voter registrations canceled since August in a lawsuit the Justice Department maintains that's a violation of federal law. Meantime, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court says people whose mail ballots are rejected for not following technical procedures can cast provisional ballots. In other news, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops are in Russia.
What exactly they're doing? Left to be seen.
But Austin says if they intend to take part in the Ukraine war on Russia's behalf,
that is a very, very serious issue.
South Korea's spy chief says 3,000 North Korean troops are now in Russia, being trained on drones and other equipment before being deployed to Ukraine. While Moscow and Pyongyang deny the troop movements, they have sharply boosted cooperation the past 2 years. South Korea worries Russia may reward North Korea for the troops by giving it technologies to boost its nuclear and missile programs. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is AP News. South Carolina is set to build its first monument to an African American.
Robert Smalls, who put on Confederate clothes in order to steal a slaveholder's ship and sailed dozens to freedom during the Civil War, is going to soon be honored at the Capitol.
An amazing American hero, a South Carolinian hero.
Republican Representative Brandon Cox helped push the bill for a statue in Smalls' name through the State House and Senate.
5 terms in Congress, worked in the State House, State Senate, freed himself from slavery. During the Civil War,
Smalls helped rewrite South Carolina's constitution to allow black men equality after the Civil War. But when racists returned to power in the state, they eliminated nearly all of the gains Smalls fought for. Democratic Representative Jermaine Johnson says a statue for Smalls is symbolic.
You don't see a monument up here for African Americans to say that, hey, listen, this guy, he looks like me.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.